because I can't do my job by gauging your reaction. That's politics. I can't take a poll and see what's popular and then do a little more of that, see what's unpopular and do a little less of that. Because it's not about what you like or what sounds good to you. It's about what of the truth can penetrate, can actually enter you such that it matters. And matters means if it really is the truth and it really enters you, it will change you. It will transform you. It will have its own way with you, not vice versa. The vice versa is politics and advertising. There's nothing wrong with politics, there's nothing wrong with advertising. But it's got nothing to do with the truth. Here you come for some kind of truth, not some kind of message that sounds good. Now, the more and more intimacy, the more and more connected you are to the teacher, the more the originally unpalatable truth becomes more palatable, becomes acceptable because trust is there, because acceptance is there, because surrender is there, because more of what's needed has happened in you. So that what's real can be more heard, can be more digested, can be allowed to do its transformational and transcendental phenomena in you. And this is why I never concern myself with what I'm going to say, ever. I don't think at noon, what am I going to say tonight at 8 o'clock? I don't think about it at all. I don't think about it even as I'm sitting down in the chair. Because if I'm thinking about it, it's not the truth. The truth can be spoken. It can be indicated. It can be talk about, but it's not in the words. So if it's rehearsed at 6:45, that was the truth at 6:45. Now it's 8:10. It no longer applies. So one of the jobs of the true teacher is to be available to say whatever the energy of 8:11 demands, not to be concerned with what was said at 8:08 or what will be said at 8:15. And this is why one of the most common criticisms, if you want to call it that, it's meant as a criticism, but it's always kind of funny, of true teachers is, he's so inconsistent. Well, the truth isn't consistent. If it's alive, what is there that's alive, that's real, that's consistent? Nothing. Alive means not consistent, ever changing. So when people go to a teacher, a real teacher, looking for consistency, they're always going to be disappointed. Osho was constantly talked about as so inconsistent. Last year he said, you live in eternity, you are deathless. This year he said, you'll reincarnate. And the year after that he said, when death comes, that's it, it's over. Blank. Nothing ever again. He said almost everything that can be said about what happens after death. And the charge is it's inconsistent. He doesn't give a definitive answer. And he was frequently asked about this, and his answer always changed. But what he never did was claim consistency.